happening. I know I'm not Brian.
I'm just sitting here for a second. You're fine.
Well, no, I don't have any good jokes. I know there was a football game last week. Other than that, I got nothing. If you're new here this morning, we're not always as crazy, but we are most of the time. So, welcome to Plaza. And I love seeing you here, even if I don't get a chance to meet you this morning. And if you are new here, be sure and stop by our loving welcome tent, as we call it, outside the parking lot afterwards. We have a gift for you, and we'd love to talk to you for a minute. If you could open your bulletins, tonight is the Valentine's dinner. Excitement. Food, games, fun, laugh, food. That's at 6 o'clock, and everybody here is welcome. Valentine's love with you. If you're single, that's fine. If you're married, that's fine. If you're dating, that's great. It's going to be a good time. Next Sunday, we have Miles Frelo. He's a mime and dancer. If you were at Treats in the Streets, and you saw him, he's awesome. I remember sitting there just watching him and not wanting to leave and go blow up balloons. He's great. The men's breakfast is March 5th. Doesn't say who's speaking yet, so not sure. But for information, you can call John Cavelson. Ladies' Night Out is Friday, March 11th. Going green, we will have more information on that coming. That's still a couple weeks away. And it says, mark your calendar, Sunday, March 13th, for the healing and praise service with Reverend Leslie Kegel. Pastor Mark told us some things about him last week, and I guess he's amazing. And it's going to be a real exciting morning, and I can't wait to see it. Another very important thing is the insert in your bulletin, the life groups. This is, like I say, for those of you who are new, this is something that Plaza Bible Church is trying, and it is so exciting. I can't wait to get it started. You've got life groups on both sides. You get to pick where you want to go and have your Bible studies. It tells you the days and the times. All of these are approximate at the moment, because once your group gets together, then I'm sure they'll discuss times and days and make sure that everything is going to work for everybody. I know with mine, that's what I'm going to do. So be sure, there's sign-ups in the back. Be sure and sign up for a life group. It's going to be a blessing to you, to the leaders, to the church, and bring a friend. It's always my motto, bring a friend.